Residents of a suburban Cincinnati neighborhood recently took up a collection, not to build a playground or to repair potholes, but for a kind of bribe. They're raising money to encourage a convicted sexual predator to move from their neighborhood. From member station WVXU in Cincinnati, Ann Thompson reports.
This suburban neighborhood is called O'Bannon Creek. It's a community of 150 luxury homes 18 miles northeast of Cincinnati. The yards here are close together and the houses are large. Late last month, the Claremont County Sheriff's Department notified residents that one of their neighbors, Dave Lanford, is a convicted sexual predator. That sparked a lot of talk and a series of neighborhood meetings by concerned residents. 100 of them voted to tell Lanford that they wanted him to move. To facilitate that, they lined up a buyer for his home and raised $20,000 for his moving expenses. Claire Reeves thinks that was a good idea. Reeves organized a similar buyout deal in Monrovia, California, 7 years ago. She's founder of the group Mothers Against Sexual Abuse.
And I think that really is an example of how frightened people are of having these sex offenders in our neighborhoods where there are children. People are beginning to learn that the recidivism rate is the highest of any other criminal.
In suburban Cincinnati, neighbors are learning details of Dave Lanford's arrest in Westminster, Colorado, 10 years ago. He was convicted of taking a woman hostage and sexually assaulting her. After a guilty plea, he served a year in jail. County police also note an outstanding bench warrant on a misdemeanor sexual battery charge in Orange County, California. None of the residents contacted in O'Bannon Creek would agree to talk on tape, saying they were nervous that if they did, Lanford would walk away from their buyout offer. But many expressed regret for the action and said they felt sorry for the family's plight. While he won't comment on whether the offer is the right thing to do, Assistant Claremont County Prosecutor Tony Brock says it isn't against the law.
There is no legal impediment to neighbors taking up a collection and offering it to a potential neighbor to get them either not to move in or to move out of the neighborhood if the person they're trying to get rid of is agreeable to that.
Arnold McMahon is with the American Homeowners Resource Center, a group dealing with homeowner issues. He says this is a most unusual and unsettling situation.
Is that simply tossing the ball into somebody else's court? Clearly, they're a neighborhood which were able to raise $20,000, and of course, not every neighborhood is able to raise anywhere close to that amount of money.
Walking through O'Bannon Creek this week, Michelle Rolig raises another question. What about other people living in this neighborhood who could be even more dangerous? She says she's comforted by the fact Lanford wasn't convicted of molesting children.
I think it needs to be based on the situation of how much harm somebody can actually cause in a neighborhood. You know, and I'm not advocating that it's okay to do what this guy did, but if it was adult-driven, I don't see any problem with it. Because, I mean, you have to rely on the fact that justice was done. He's allowed to live where he wants. And as long as it's not child-related, I don't see a problem.
But housing advocate Arnold McMahon says much of this is what he calls a NIMBY issue, not in my backyard.
Of course, he has to live someplace, so somebody else has to wrestle with that problem. And increasingly, both in this country and on a worldwide basis, societies have tried to wrestle with this.
The Lanfords have signaled that they will accept their neighbor's offer and are planning to move out of O'Bannon Creek before summer. In the meantime, Dave Lanford's attorney is working to get his client's sex offender registration changed so that wherever he moves, his new neighbors will not be notified of his past conviction. For NPR News, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.